Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great stations along the line here on the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio Network, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, and some leading independent stations all around the place. And don't forget, we're broadcasting around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out to our listeners in Germany, Maria and company, listening to our source over there. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers working under some really rotten conditions with the weather tonight out there across the country, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Got to have that to participate in what you're participating in. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social, and our Twitter handle is at Captain's America. Our website, very simple, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, we're going to bring into the program Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we're going to bring into the program our guest for this half-hour segment, and that would be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Hey, hello.
They've been waiting all night long to stand out on that porch and say, hey, to you back. So, and by the way, it's Kyle, it's 84 degrees right now and partly cloudy here, and we've got some boat rocking weather coming our way, so we'll see what happens. Now, you and Denise go ahead, say the pledge, and get her going.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
All right, folks, and of course we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every morning here on the program, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Denise, I think you were expanding on something you were saying right as we went to break. Do you want to continue with that line of thought there real quick?
She just dropped out, so she'll have to call back in again, and I'll get her right back on the line. But, I know what you're talking about. And, of course, what she's going to wrap up is a discussion. Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devon Archer, was in talks to testify about the $10 million Ukraine bribe. All right, there she is. Let's get her back in here right now. Okay, Denise, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, thanks, Denise. Sometimes that happens. You get a dropout. So, you were expanding on a point about Hunter Biden and that whole scenario just right when we went to break. Do you want to continue with that briefly here?
What I'm trying to say here is these contacts that Hunter had with these various company leaders in foreign places. I don't think Joe himself, as vice president, was necessarily smart enough to identify all of these people. I want to know where these initial introductions and whatnot came from. So if I were Comer in the House, I think I would subpoena the Hillary Clinton email server. Because remember, we're told that the FBI took possession of it. I think there's a lot more chatter and communications that go on between agencies and people running these agencies than we think there is. I would also like to see a FOIA request or a subpoena for all of John Kerry's communications at the time when he was Secretary of State. I think that we think that this episode is necessarily over because these people are out of office. I don't think it is. And even if it is, I think we need to close a loop here. I think there's more to be gained. You know, we're told that Hillary used bleach bit and destroyed her communications. Maybe. How can we be sure? We can't be sure of anything here at this point. But, we've got Eric Schwerin, we've got Devin Archer, and there's a handful of others. I think I would also, if I were Comer, I would look at credit card transactions of Hunter Biden, because I think these credit card transactions will tell us where they were spending the money, what banks they were using to spend money. And that would tell us what banks they were actually using, so he can know, what was really happening and what banks to necessarily go to.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Kyle and Denise. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And here's where I'm going to be today until 12 noon anyway. And then from 12 noon to 3 o'clock, you get a chance to meet Jeff from Sarasota, who will be in the booth of my radio show over there at the gun show. When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on a sales tax.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. They are the second largest auto insurer in the country, been in business for over 85 years, and they currently insure some 28 million drivers and growing. Now, you can find out the difference over at Geico by going to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and asking for a rate comparison. Very simple to do. You can do it online via the computer, or you can call them up and do it direct, or you can go see your local agent, whatever works for you. Remember, they'll cover your car, they'll cover your truck, they'll cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. The more things you have, the more you stack it, and you bundle it. That's what they call bundling, and you save money on everything. But where you really save the money is if you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance all on the same policy, you will save a boatload of money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And without further ado, here is Kyle Warren. And Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
And Denise Simon on the other end, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Your turn.
Well, thank you, Captain. And once again, welcome back, Denise Simon. Of course, founderscode.com is the website where you can find out more about Denise. And Denise, during the break, we actually had a call come in from a listener named Ron up in Sandusky, Michigan, listening on AM 660. That's WMIC, one of the affiliates up there, and a great affiliate at that. And he had a question about Joe Biden that he wanted us to ask you, and that is, Joe Biden seems to be snapping at reporters more and more. In fact, he's evidently done it some three times in the last few days here. And the question is pretty simple. Are we seeing Joe Biden sort of lose his mind right in front of us? That's the question.
Well, yes. He not only is he snapping at people, he ends the speech with "God save the Queen." Well, the Queen's dead. And sure.
Yes.
Where did that come from? Because I don't know. Didn't he say something about building a highway or a bridge to the Indian Ocean?
He did. He did. You search me. The White House has said something about the president had emergency root canal surgery, but I don't know that that covers this. Do you?
No.
Not at all.
I mean, if he had a root canal, he turned over during the time that he was under. He turned over the government to Kamala. But if he wasn't okay, they wouldn't have sent him out there to make a speech that said that he ends with "God Save the Queen."
It is concerning. Well, also, Denise, something else that's kind of concerning, of course, you know, we continue to talk about China because China's always in the news in one form or another, and it's not good. But just recently, I think Bill Gates went to go see President Xi, and President Xi called him his old friend. Is this the time where you want these kind of photo ops and be the old friend of President Xi when we see all the different things China's up to that's very provocative?
Bill Gates has an open door access to the State Department and or to even the White House. But not only does he call him an old friend, but he also writes him a $50 million check. I think it was $50 million. And this is asking China to cooperate or help with some medical research that has to do with some other kind of pandemic or virus in Africa. Why in the world would we do that? Why in the world would that even be allowed? Was Gates actually approved for this trip and sent over there? As part of, because he was there before Tony Blinken was there. And Tony Blinken isn't even meeting with President Xi. He was meeting only with his counterpart. So was this really kind of a outside diplomatic business cooperation? I mean, it's almost like Bill Gates is somewhat of his own ambassador here to help lower the temperature between the United States and China. I mean, this thing stinks. I mean, stinks to high heaven. I don't believe that Bill Gates did this on his own. I think he did this with the approval of the State Department and the White House.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Well, sort of heading over now to Europe, the NATO defense ministers evidently have failed to now reach an agreement about any new plans on how NATO would respond to a new Russian attack. And evidently it looks like Turkey seems to be standing in the way of this.
Yes, and so is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I think the NATO secretary, what's his name, Stolten, whatever his name is, I think his term is about up, too. So I think they're going to have to, I think they're manipulating their way to having a new chief of NATO, which, sweet Jesus, I can't even imagine who that could be on the short list to do that. But, I've often wondered, NATO was really created because of the Soviet Union. But now that we have two countries that are really kind of merged as one, I would argue, between Russia and China, why hasn't there been some kind of a movement to include China into all things NATO? Anybody besides me think that would be an interesting discussion? Because I think that what China is doing is actually, what China is doing today is more dangerous than what the Soviet Union was doing when NATO was formed.
Well, I think you're onto something there, because we live in a very different world than when the Soviet Union did exist, and I think the tactics are very different. But China certainly wants to gain global dominance.
Okay, hold on a second. We got a phone call. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Denise, Fetterman looked pretty bad when he
couldn't even talk.
Yeah, and what I want to know is if he goes bad, I assume he's bad already, but I mean, when they declare him bad, what will happen? Could there possibly be a new election? And the other thing about China is, how can Bill Gates act as basically an emissary of the U.S. government on these things?
He can. The government's allowed him to. Okay, Denise, the Fetterman thing, we've already heard the comment from Biden back during the campaign. Oh, you'd make a perfect addition to the senator. Some nonsense like that.
Well, look, what do we have here? We have the president that's, you know, his marbles are rolling all over the place. We've got Dianne Feinstein, who doesn't know where she is and what she's doing. We got Kamala Harris that, you know, she just giggles. She doesn't know anything about anything. Obviously, we got Fetterman. I don't know how much more trouble we can actually be in. You know, the Senate is supposed to be the most revered legislative body. And here we are. I don't even know how to describe it with what is happening over there on the Senate side. As far as replacing Fetterman, I don't know what the rules are for Pennsylvania. I don't know if the governor assigned somebody to take Fetterman's place, or they have to have a special election, or if they assigned a temporary until there is an election. I don't know. But I think that's kind of the same situation that California is in with Dianne Feinstein. And, of course, we've got a handful of real progressives that are jockeying for her seat out there, which includes Adam Schiff.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll have to continue it again Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the weather.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren will be back. We'll be doing the military and veterans news segment coming up. In the meantime, listen to this here message.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says we need more than just thoughts and prayers to combat gun violence. He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law.
The people I've advanced in the country who shake my hand and say, I'm worried.
There's been another shooting not far from where I live.
He called the gun safety legislation the most significant in 30 years. The FDA is recommending vaccine makers to make a single-strain COVID booster shot that targets a specific Omicron spinoff.
The agency said in a news release that aiming for the subvariant will be important for the fall. The monovalent shot would provide less protection against the original 2019 version of the virus, which experts don't expect to return. According to CNN, they say continuing to include the 2019 version in vaccines would result in lower efficacy against new strains. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Take a look at the website. Give them a call. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, just across the bay from where I'm at. That's National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. Become an aviation maintenance tech, a highly paid, highly skilled profession. You'll retire in style. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me, and we're going to put his war helmet on here today and see what's going on. Well, Kyle, obviously the counteroffensive is going on between Ukraine and Russia right now, especially in southeastern Ukraine. They took back three of the small towns this week.
We saw the video with the drone, with the Russian soldiers surrendering. Apparently he'd been cut off from his unit, so he figured discretion was the better part of valor rather than dying, and he became a prisoner of war. But we certainly have got a lot to think about because of reportedly Belarus, the neighboring country, has now been or become the stockpile for some tactical nuclear weapons. So it may change the whole game plan.
It could very well change the whole game plan, especially with the kind of rhetoric that we're hearing, and hopefully it's going to be just that. But this does point up the fact, Captain, that, you know, once you introduce these weapons and then so prominently, you know, display them, for lack of a better term, that does up the ante. And it shows that both Moscow and, of course, you've got Lukashenko, you know, trying to sort of beat his chest over there in Belarus, trying to look super, super tough. And hopefully it's all going to be just bluster. But this is a disturbing development.
Well, I don't think it's going to be bluster because he's a little guy that's kind of like Mussolini, you know, I can do, I got the help I can do, or something like that, right?
Well, but any deployment of these weapons is going to equal, you know, essentially it's the start of World War III in earnest. You know, there, people could say we're already in World War III to some small degree, but right now, of course, if that starts to happen, all bets are off. I mean, then it's all madness.
I think it's all madness already.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, well, you know, the UN Atomic Watchdog, very quietly, the chief, that is, the head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog, visited Europe's largest atomic plant, which is where?
Where is that? It's
Southern Ukraine.
Okay.
Currently being held by the Russians, where a recent dam burst and the start of a counteroffensive in the war by Kiev's forces have heightened safety risks, and they've actually been taking pot shots at or near that nuclear plant. Not very smart. Not very smart.
Well, no, and again, it just points out that there's a lot of volatility that perhaps we haven't seen before in, for lack of a better terminology, similar conflicts. But this could, once again, create a very, very big development very quickly.
Now, we also know that the military, the Ukrainian military, has to date trained about 50,000 of their forces with kind of a rapid induction, but nothing like what we're hearing with the Russians. 2 or 3 or 4 days, hand them their rations, hand them their ammunition, say, go out and fend for yourself or whatever. They're getting a good month, maybe 6 weeks of training and all types of weaponry use as well, and then they're being turned loose, these Ukrainian units, back out onto the field. Now, they've been pretty proficient fighters to begin with. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, right, and they also have something they're fighting for, unlike some of the Russian conscripts, right, who are just sort of being, you know, told you this is what you're doing now, and or you face the consequences. They're not fighting because they have a passionate reason to do so.
You're right. You're right. So there you go. And we'll see where all of this goes. Mm-hmm. Now, the Navy's Orion program aims to connect sailors, Marines with resources following trauma. The program within Navy medicine, which was born out of the fatal Western Pacific collisions of back in 2017 when ships collided with each other, wants to connect sailors with resources following non-combat related trauma. That's a great idea. It's going to save some more lives.
That's exactly right. And that's a very good thing, very positive for our sailors. And did you know, Captain, that the U.S. Navy is going to christen a brand new submarine today on Saturday?
I did.
That's right. It's going to be called the USS Iowa. It's going to be SSN 797, and it's going to be christened. It's a Virginia-class fast attack submarine. And, of course, you remember there was a battleship named Iowa. This is the first submarine to bear such a name.
And we had one of our littoral combat ships, the Charleston, which just returned to San Diego after a deployment that lasted more than 2 years out on the ocean, a littoral combat ship.
Wow, very, very cool. I mean, that's quite a long time to be out there.
They haven't done that since World War II. So there you go. And one of the U.S. Navy's largest submarines, the nuclear-powered USS Michigan, sailed into South Korea's largest port on Friday, less than a day after the North fired two short-range missiles. So we have one of our boomers sitting in South Korea in port temporarily while the North Koreans are firing missiles over the top of it.
Well, unfortunately, because these weapons exist, you have to be able to show the bad actors that you have not just parity with them, but supremacy, and that you are watching them very carefully.
Mm. You've heard of the Air Force Thunderbirds, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
That's the show, a group of pilots. Well, for the Westmoreland County Air Show attendees, the Air Force Thunderbirds, who last visited in 2017, are back again this weekend. The F-16 pilots have some new moves in store. It's going to be a great thing to do. So if you're around Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania, scoot on out and go take a look at the great, great and entertaining Air Force Thunderbirds.
Well, you know, Captain, when El Toro Marine Base was still in existence many years ago, the Blue Angels would come and they would do their demonstrations. And they would fly right over my house in formation. It was really something. But these kinds of demonstrations are really great, and I'm glad the Thunderbirds are doing what they're doing.
Oh, great. Now, the other thing is that we did have the last air show that I attended here in Tampa at MacDill. I forget who it was flying. I think it was the Air Force team, but anyway, maybe it was the Navy. I'm not sure which one it was, but anyway, they would loop around, come down the other side of the Tampa airport, and all you'd hear is like that going right by.
That's right. Yeah, the jet noise. Really, really something. And when you see these air shows and you see these jets come in from Lord only knows where and they're upon you, you don't even see them coming. I mean, this is how efficient they really are at what they do.
Well, they come in from four different directions, all aiming at a certain object in the middle, and they all miss each other by just literally, I don't know, yards.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back. Final segment of the weekend edition, Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to tell you where we're going to be, wrap that up. Got a couple more things to discuss. Other than that, it's a great day in the neighborhood. Hope you can stick around, and I'll see you over at the Largo Event Center.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
Yeah, buddy, and I'm looking forward to meeting the crew and meeting the attendees to the Two Guys Gun Show over there in Largo at the Largo Event Center. I will be there when the doors open at 9 o'clock. I'll be there till 12 noon. Then at 12 noon, my afternoon replacement will take over. That will be Jeff from Sarasota. Because remember, I told you I'm adjusting my schedule. No more of these big, long stints. I just can't do it. My body won't let me. Not yet, anyway, and I'm not even going to attempt. I'm following the doctor's orders. So I'll be there till noon. Jeff will be there from noon to 3. Stop by and see him. If you don't see me, he's got some bling to give you, some free stuff. And you can talk to Jeff and find out why you found it. Well, he's got quite the following here on the show now, because everybody goes, oh, I know that voice. And yeah, you do. Well, let's bring into the mix for the final segment Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, if you were here, we might talk to ourselves into going up to Moss Nissan, taking a drive in one of those new sports cars.
Well, I would love to do that, because they've got a lot of great ones up there. I mean, I see a lot of their posts and their advertisements, and yeah, they've got such a great selection, no doubt.
Well, they're the real deal, and they've done a tremendous favor for me in certain circumstances. And I just believe in them wholeheartedly. They're not for everybody. They won't give everybody the exact deal they want because it doesn't work that way. But they'll certainly come close. And when you add the service they give you into the mix, nobody can touch them.
Well, that's right. And they've got all these different locations as well. So mm-hmm. It's really something.
So check them out online first, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and then go from there, go up, take a look at a ride, take a test drive. And like I say, they got a brand new sports car that's come out that kind of makes the Z model look obsolete right now because it almost looks like, when I first saw it, I thought it was a Corvette.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they redesigned this thing, a two-seater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, well, let's go through what we've done here during the night. We've talked about a lot of things. I'm going to do it backwards instead of forwards because I'm going to start with the bottom, work up. We talked about Northwestern College. Of course, that's over in Illinois. And their GOP students outscored one in a vote, student body vote, for student government and to run the school by the student government there. They won a big margin over the woke student government that was in place. I think that's very interesting to note.
It is, yeah. Maybe it's the pendulum going a different direction now.
Well, when the young kids start to react, yep, I would say so. Also, China versus the U.S. and their race to the moon as the space race is heating up. I think it would be a mistake to allow China to get there first and establish a base and say, we claim the moon for all of Chinese, because that's what they'd probably do, right?
Well, I think they're working different goals. I mean, they want to have a much larger, influence on planet Earth, for one thing. But then, of course, going to the moon, number one, is costly. It's hard. It's going to be very, very difficult. But they would certainly want the bragging rights to go with that because they'll say that the United States became the Portugal of outer space, meaning that Portugal had all this exploration back in the 1500s, basically, but then kind of
in 1492.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah. Columbus sailing for Spain, but Portugal did a lot of exploration, but then it kind of backed off. So, mm-hmm. So the one thing you don't want to be is the Portugal of outer space.
And the other thing that we talked about was the Pride Month, which is what it is, and the backlash that's going on now with the commercial companies that are just losing. So far, a total of $28 billion worth of market value has gone away from the companies that jump lock, stock, and kitty hawk into the Pride thing for the month.
Well, but again, anything that's really divisive, companies typically sort of stay away from. But this has turned out to be very, very divisive. And, I think it goes along with the woke issues as well. And maybe companies will start making different decisions and actually be more inclusive in the long run. Because if you divide people, that's not being inclusive.
And here's the one that really gets your attention. Hunter Biden's business partner is currently trying to co-op a deal with the GOP to spill the beans on Hunter. Obviously, it's going to involve being protected day and night from being killed because we had one of the people who was involved in the financial dealings that said it was much more like $40 or $50 million, not $10 million, and they showed up dead as a result of a traffic accident.
Well, this is a former business partner of Hunter, you're right, Devin Archer, mm-hmm. and he is cooperating with Republicans, and so we'll see where this leads.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had the Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who said that she has a plan to stop the IRS from playing SWAT, besides just taking the money away from them, moving the IRS and moving the DOJ headquarters right out of Washington, D.C.,
and that's again easier said than done, but it points up some of the issues that the American people are concerned about. Yes,
but it can be done if we take control of the House, keep control of the House, and add to it, take control of the Senate, and get the White House. We can do it, and then they're done. Their goose is cooked.
Well, very, very well. That very well may be, and of course there would be a lot of uphill battles on that. Let's just say.
Well, Josie Boy Biden wants to go back after the AR-15s and ban them. He wants it, an assault weapon ban. Yeah, sure, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, seizing upon a tragedy to promote a political agenda, which is already there to begin with regarding the Second Amendment, let's say. But it doesn't really protect the kids who are going to go, right now they're getting out for summer, right? But when they go back to school, protect the kids, physically protect them. That's mm-hmm. the answer.
Now, we found out the U.S. Department of Energy got ransom requests from the Russian-linked extortion group CLOP, spelled C-L-O-P, at both of its nuclear waste facility and the scientific education facilities as they were hacked sometime last week. Have not heard whether or not something was paid to get the websites released, but it wouldn't surprise me.
And we don't know yet, and we probably won't know until much later, yeah.
And Republican Senator Schmidt has said that the Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, is continuing to display total fraud in regards to the coronavirus issue, which I don't doubt. He made it up, half of it up to begin with, to make his own personal gain.
Well, I think they seized upon the crisis, as it were, in order to promote some of their own ideas and agenda. But now we're finding out more, Captain, about who actually contracted this virus yep. and really where it came from. That's the important thing, yeah.
And Governor Mike Huckabee says that everything that's coming out of the Dems, this indictment, is going to backfire on them.
Well, the Democrats are certainly doing like a victory lap as best they can right now because mm-hmm. these charges are very serious and they're very complicated.
And finally, former President Donald Trump is maintaining a 6% lead over Joe Biden, who appears to be floundering and going nowhere.
That's right. That's very interesting. And as we get more mileage on both Biden and Trump, we'll see how that mm-hmm. pans out and where that goes.
And I want to thank you very much, sir, for helping out this week. We'll look forward to talking to you Monday morning. We'll do it again, all over again, just like we never did it before. How's that?
Sounds good, Captain. You have a great weekend.
God bless America.
Absolutely.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. In the meantime, here's where I'm going to be today one last time.
When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com. The Captain sent you.
All righty, I'll see you over at the gun show. Hopefully you can make it. Shake my hand. I'll be there till 12 noon. Doors open at 9, Largo Event Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.